Thank you. We've also listened to the various interventions on paragraph 4.6 with interest, and it seems that Chile and Mexico and Austria have looked in my papers. This is one of the core paragraphs of the text, since it underscores, of course, that this is, as many have said, not the end point of the process, rather the beginning. And in line with that, we believe that Article 4.6 does not have to be overly prescriptive. It's not a treaty, this, it's a declaration, and the fundamental value lies in the strong political commitment that the endorsees demonstrate. A prescriptive list of what, when, who, etc., is not needed to ensure that we follow up, as long as we just commit to actually meeting. And we also have to trust that future international meetings are capable of fleshing out what needs to be done. For reference, we can look to the Safe Schools Declaration, as others have mentioned just now, which has had four successful international conferences based on the very simple undertaking to, I quote, meet on a regular basis, inviting relevant international organizations and civil society organizations, so as to review the implementation of this declaration and the use of the guidelines. And I'd also like to note as well that the word implementation has been used here without any problems, and to our knowledge, nobody has interpreted that word in that context to mean that the Safe Schools Declaration imposes legal obligations. Also, in regard to the issue of politicized meetings, we'd like to just point out that the Safe Schools conferences have not devolved into such. WIPA is, of course, different, but also similar, with protection of civilians at its core. And we assume that meetings under a WIPA will be informed by the same positive spirit to achieve practical progress that we've seen in the Safe Schools Declaration. Finally, on 4.6, we think that it can be shortened considerably. The last sentence on the development of a compilation is an issue that we think is better left to the future follow-up process. And the final point regarding the concept of reverberating effects, we too have reservations about this. We find the reference to reverberating effects relevant in Chapter 1, which gives us an entry point for future elaboration of the concept, but wish to replace it with indirect effects in Chapter 3 and 4. We know that the term has been debated for quite some time, but still we don't find it particularly intuitive from an operational perspective. And the important point is that the political declaration recognized the wide range of harmful indirect effects of a WIPA, which Chapter 1 currently does very well. Not what label we put on this, and especially not if it's a polarizing label. And in light of the way the indirect effects have been elaborated in Chapter 1, we don't think there is a need for reverberating effects in Chapter 3 and 4. Thank you.